Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land. The Constitution for the United States of America is indeed our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, our websites. And it's been a strange week, ladies and gentlemen. We've been on the road, and we've had several rebroadcasts. Thanks for your patience this week as we're out and about taking care of business. Monday, we were on a plane. Tuesday, we were live from Montevallo, Alabama. Incredible event at the American Village, AmericanVillage.org, the website. And we talked about that incredible facility there, educating thousands and thousands and thousands of students since 1999. And the village keeps growing. It's just a phenomenal place. The feeling there is incredible. And so we talked about that. But more importantly, we talked about the American Village of the West coming. UnitedWePledge.org to learn more about that. UnitedWePledge.org. They're going to be creating a Village of the West, if you will. American Village 2, or II. And that's going to be in a place called Hurricane, Utah, just north of St. George, Utah. And so there's going to be two educational facilities. And we basically marked the starting of the launch of the event, if you will, by a V2V, or village-to-village run, by Tom Jones. Incredible, extreme athlete running 76 marathons in 76 days. We were there on April 19th, which is Tuesday. And we basically fired a shot, and Tom took off running. Mirroring the shot heard the shot heard around the world on April the 19th. And then Tom is running every single day. You can have a tracker to keep track of where he's at and what he's doing and all that kind of stuff. Incredible photos and video and everything else from the photographer that's with him. And you can keep track of his run. That tracker is available at, it's available at the Pledge website. What's that called? UnitedWePledge.org. I'm so sorry. I've got so many different things I'm focused on at the same time. UnitedWePledge.org is the tracker to keep track of Tom Jones's run. Now, we're doing that very thing, and Tom is going to be checking in from time to time along the broadcast route, or along the route for the broadcast as well. So we'll keep up on that for you. But incredible, he will run into Hurricane, Utah on July the 2nd. And that's when they will do the groundbreaking for the new Village of the West, if you will, American Village of the West. And it's all in celebration of the 2026 event, which will be the ribbon cutting of the village. And 2026 also marks the 250th year anniversary since the Revolution. From Revolution to Restoration, we go, ladies and gentlemen. So that's exciting indeed. We'll keep an eye on all that for you. Anyway, on Wednesday, we did a rebroadcast. On Thursday, we were live. On Friday, a rebroadcast. And I'm so sorry for so many rebroadcasts. It's just circumstantially where we're traveling and where we are is very, very difficult indeed. But I am on the road still because we're going to the National Association of Broadcasters Convention coming up next week as well. So we've got a lot of road trips happening and a lot of rebroadcasts. But hopefully the broadcasts in between some of the refeeds will make some sense and be killer shows nevertheless. So on Thursday, we had our guest on, Eldon Stahl. He's a well-known field coordinator for the John Birch Society, jbs.org, also thenewamerican.com, incredible magazine. And we also had our guest on, Brian Rust, rustcoinandgift.com, doing a phenomenal job. And we talked about the Honest Money Report, gold and silver. We talked about Biden is planning a new digital currency. U.S. Congress is also taking, quote, revolutionary steps towards a central bank digital currency. The future of money is here. Who will control it is a great question we'll be talking about today as the broadcast unfolds as well. California bill would legalize infanticide. Babies could be left to die up to 6 weeks after birth. It's just insanity. That's also going on in Maryland. Trump appointed a federal judge who did a good job, by the way. The Biden mask mandate for public transportation is illegal. That's right. Catherine Mizell, appointed by Trump, says, hey, the fact is this ban or this mask forcing whatever agenda is basically illegal. Yeah, the mandate exceeded the CDC's statutory authority. Amen to that reality check. And that was hour one on Thursday. Hour two, we talked about the Department of Justice will appeal the mask mandate rejection ruling. They say that the necessity of masks is vital. Well, time will tell who will win on that. We pray for liberty. That's for sure. We talked about an incredible video from the John Birch Society put out in 2011 or 12, something like that. Anyway, the headline of the video or the title of the video is The Power of 500 Informed Electorate at Work. In other words, if you get 500 active people in a district, how valuable and important that can be. Robert Brown is a field director with the John Birch Society, and he highlighted this and put together this research. It's a long-standing and successful plan for taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue, one vote at a time. It's a creating an informed electorate. It's the only long-term way to truly have accountability. It's solutions-oriented big time. You should check it out. The video is called The Power of 500, An Informed Electorate at Work. Great, great video from the John Birch Society. We also talked about Elon Musk reveals Plan B for Twitter. He says he'll buy out shareholders directly. Will it work? Time will tell. Will the poison pill reject Elon? Or will Musk be manipulative, or I should say unique enough, to take it over? Time will tell. And really the ultimate question is, will Twitter continue to be a bastion of tyranny? Or will it become a form for freedom? Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball just for you as well. Move aside Joe, meaning Joe Biden, 26 states now form a border security strike force. And GOP governors are literally reacting to belligerent Joe's policies. And they're blaming things on Biden's policy. Governors will share intelligence and analysis on border security and work together. The states are taking over where the federal government's failing us. We also talked about courts meddling in the families. Courts are sparking growing alarm, writes Alex Newman, a great, great article about how abusive the courts have become. We put too much power and authority in these judges' hands. That's for sure, ladies and gentlemen. And the courts are becoming really a criminal government enterprise. Sad but true. All right. We also talked about, let's see here, Durham. CIA knew dirt on Trump was bogus. You heard me. Durham, that's the guy investigating this thing, says that, you know what? The CIA knew the dirt on Trump was bogus, but they let it continue. That makes the CIA literally involved in vote fraud. If you know there's negative dirt on a candidate and you let it occur when you know that it's not true and you're the CIA, the FBI, the Justice Department, you don't stand up, at some point you got government agencies now, criminal government agencies, literally involved in the influence of vote fraud, ladies and gentlemen, led by Hillary and team who put together, who dug up the dirt, who put together the opposition research on the Donald. Am I defending President Trump? Not exactly, but I am telling you what was done to him was criminal, and there ought to be prosecutions for this big time. We also talked about government officials broke laws for 2 years and should be arrested for it, writes Ben Armstrong in the New American magazine, thenewamerican.com. Look for the Ben Armstrong article. Government officials broke laws for 2 years. Let's start arresting folks for their criminal activity. Boy, howdy, couldn't I agree more with that. All right, we've got an incredible guest. We've been juggling things around slightly this week because of the travels, as you know. But without further ado, Chris Carlson is with us. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Without God, we cannot win. With God, we cannot lose. The battle for freedom is the Lord's, but we need to be engaged in the fight. Lieutenant Carlson reporting for duty, sir.
All right, we're going to start today with a quote, and we're going to end with the same quote. Several topics will be discussed, but we believe they're intertwined, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, put not your faith in men, but bind them down with a change of the Constitution. Who's that, Chris?
Thomas Jefferson. Woohoo! One of my favorite founding fathers, Sam. And he was right then. He's been right ever since, and he will be right into the foreseeable future. That's true.
And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start with this quote. We're going to end the broadcast with this quote as well. Listen, put not your faith in men, but bind them down with the chains of the Constitution. And that's what's simply not happening today, Chris.
No, sir. Not even close. We are trusting in men. A lot of people have turned their backs on God, even in the 75% Christian nation, Sam, as we've talked about in previous broadcasts. We need to put our trust in God. And God has given us a constitution with divine principles embodied in that constitution that if we would just abide by, we wouldn't have the problems that we're having today.
And speaking of the proof of that, we don't call him President Biden. Rather, it's Resident Biden. Chris will get to the details in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Listen to the wind blow. Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrat. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. freedomfactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Chain them down with the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. That's really the key to the exercise, as far as I can tell. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me carefully. Thomas Jefferson, Kentucky Resolution, 1798, quote, "Put not your faith in men, but bind them down with the chains of the Constitution." Resident Biden seems to just be telling lie after lie, shifting blame everywhere as he violates the supreme law of the land, Chris.
Yeah, so Resident Biden is blaming rising food prices that we're now experiencing on Vladimir Putin. It's all his fault, Sam, and that's very convenient. But is there something else causing food prices to rise? And I have a little evidence here, Sam, and I'm going to list all of the unexpected catastrophes that are seeming to happen around food processing plants here in America and in Canada. You ready for that list? So a massive fire engulfs Salinas, California, cold storage food processing plant a little over a week ago. This is just recently. The smoke of the fire could be seen from outer space. It was that big. Number two, a Belfast, Maine potato processing plant is completely destroyed by fire. Sam, did you hear that on the mainstream media nightly news? So we've just gotten to number two. We're going all the way to number 10, and I'll try to be brief about these. In Quebec, a food processing plant burns. In Idaho, a plane hit a potato processing plant. That's number four. Number five, a food pantry in Maricopa County, Arizona, with 40 to 50,000 pounds of food is completely destroyed. The pantry fed hundreds of people in the area, Sam. Number six, a beef and pork processing plant in East Conway, New Hampshire. It had burned to the ground. Number seven, a Walmart food distribution center in Ohio completely burns down. I won't give you too many details because there's a lot here, and I'll just go through them real quickly. Number eight, a Newsweek article reports a massive explosion at a Shear food processing plant in Hermiston, Oregon. Again, the smoke could be seen from outer space. The fire was that big. Number nine, no injuries reported in a Schmucker pet food processing plant in Meadville, Pennsylvania. And this is not finally. There are a lot more I could cite, but I'm going to limit it to 10. A major fire erupts at the Kuwong Food Industries manufacturing warehouse in Taiwan. And then another facility in Taiwan that creates that manufactures breadstuffs was also mysteriously burned down recently. And I'm not going to go on, but many more food processing plants and warehouses were also destroyed by fire this year, Sam. All this happened this year. This is not going back like 10 or 15 years. All these fires happened within the last several weeks. In every case, the plants were empty, which is convenient, right? No people were injured or killed. In most cases, the facilities were completely destroyed. Is it a coincidence that these fires are happening at the same time that Vladimir Putin invaded the Ukraine, Sam?
Now, here's the interesting thing that I find about this, Chris. Every time I look in the news, so if you type in fire, food plants, you literally get a bunch of alternative sites and nothing from the mainstream press. However, Biden is saying there's likely going to be food shortages around the world. And, of course, it's Vladimir Putin's fault. Hey, the invasion from Russia to the Ukraine is going to cause food shortages. So the mainstream press willing to highlight Biden's point but not give you any real reason why this would be the case except for, oh, it's Vladimir. Oh, it's the Russians. Oh, it's whatever. But when you look at the amount of fires that have taken place, and then you look at the blackout by the mainstream press, you start to get a picture of what's really going on, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, and we need to put two together. Just like Rick Wiles and Doc Burkhart from True News, who I often reference for my news, we need to be dot connectors. We need to look at this situation and say, wait a minute. I mean, this is more than just a coincidence. We need to put two and two together and realize that this is more than a coincidence, Sam. Something's happening now. Do I know who's doing it? Do I know how they're doing it? I wish I did, but I don't. I know that it's very mysterious, and that's more likely causing the rise in food prices, along with a lot of other things. You know, when you shut down businesses, that doesn't help. When you restrict truckers from delivering foodstuffs to the various stores that they do because they didn't get the COVID shot, that doesn't help. It's just a large variety of governmental interventions where, according to the Constitution, they should not intervene, causing these food shortages. And we're starting to see it. My wife and I, we went out to eat last night, and we had sticker shock because of the increase in prices. And when I got my food, Sam, I looked at it and said, this is what I get for my money. It just wasn't what I am accustomed to. The quantity is shrinking, like you said, with the Doritos packages, and the prices are going up. And, you know, we can't just blame it on Vladimir Putin. I know that's affecting the prices of at least wheat. Did you know that 29% of the world's wheat actually comes from a combination of Russia and the Ukraine? So that would explain some of the rise in wheat prices. But that's not going to explain why there are increases in prices in other areas, like in vegetables and in meats and
Well, and even set aside the increase in the different food costs to take a step back from that. Why so many fires all at once? Right? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. I mean, these people, they invest millions, tens of millions of dollars in their processing plants. You don't think they had sprinkler systems? You don't think they had warning systems? And interesting, just as I mentioned earlier, Sam, interesting that there were no – all these fires occurred after hours when there were very few people in those, which is a good thing. But, again, too much of a coincidence to be a coincidence. Obviously, they don't want people around to be alerted to the fire so that the fires would do the maximum amount of damage. So everything about this is suspicious, but we don't know if we get our news from Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, the usual suspects, because they're not going to want to report it. They're not going to want to demonstrate that there's a pattern. You know, the deep state is very well integrated throughout every aspect of our life and keeping us dumbed down and thinking that everything is because of Vladimir Putin. And how convenient.
All right, man. Very strange stuff. I don't even know how to respond to this because the negligence of the media is really the reality check here, Chris.
Yeah. Well, we need to, if you're not by this point, Sam, getting your news from alternative sources like Loving Liberty Radio Network or True News, and we can promote other people's sites. We're not, you know, we're not so jealous about our presence in the media that we don't promote. For example, the World Affairs Brief. We promote Joel Skousen's weekly news brief. If you're not getting your news from alternative sources, you're not getting the news that you should know about, and you're not able to connect the dots because we're not being given the dots through those sources. We're given what they want us to hear. We're being brainwashed. We're being manipulated. That's why when I talk to my friends and family and try to conduct intelligence conversations based on what I know, I get blank stares because they don't get that information. They're ignorant of it. And, you know, I try to turn as many people on as I can to Liberty News Radio and say, look, you're not getting what you need to get from the mainstream media. What you're getting is brainwashing, literally. I mean, the propaganda, we talk about German propaganda during World War II. We talk about Russian propaganda during the former Soviet Union. They have nothing on us as far as our propaganda today on a day-to-day basis.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to be clear on this just so you don't understand where to go for this. Rick Wiles and others at True News are available at trunews.com. And forget the E, it's just trunews.com. They do some incredible broadcasting, ladies and gentlemen. They have a lot of information. I follow a lot of True News. I follow a lot of WND.com. I follow a lot of Breitbart.com. I do keep an eye on Drudge still. I know a lot of people have dumped Drudge, but he still has some interesting headlines from time to time. I really keep an eye on needtoknow.news. Need to Know is a very good news service by the folks that wrote Creature from Jekyll Island, G. Edward Griffin. Needtoknow.news is their website. I follow a lot of the Epoch Times news these days. There's a lot of great news services. I follow a lot of the New American Magazine news and their writings. There's a lot of great places you can go for news, ladies and gentlemen. Well, anyway, Rick and the crew over at True News brings up several other topics. We'll get to them in seconds. But Biden's lying about food shortages blames. Might we have food shortages? That's very possible. Will it be because of Vladimir Putin? I don't think so. Why are all these fires breaking out? Is anybody going to ask questions and do some investigative reporting? Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden has nothing on his public schedule for today. The president spending some time at his Delaware home after being on the West Coast Friday. The president making an announcement that he believes will help fight climate change.
I'm about to sign an executive order to strengthen our forests on federal lands and make them and the local economies they support more resilient in the face of wildfires.
The president directing roughly $2.5 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure deal to conserve forests and plant more trees. Unseasonably warm weather is predicted in the Midwest on Saturday. Forecasters say Chicago, Cleveland, and Indianapolis all could see high temperatures at 80 degrees or higher. Detroit could hit 79 and Minneapolis could hit 71. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
As many as 60 rounds were fired Friday afternoon from an apartment in Northwest D.C. near Howard University. Two adults and a 12-year-old child were shot and are in stable condition. A fourth woman was grazed by one of the sniper's bullets. Border Patrol and communities along the southern border are dealing with illegal immigrants arriving at the highest levels in two decades. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden, appearing on Fox News, says the influx of illegal immigrants has caused a dangerous problem in the United States.
The crisis at the border has fueled this fentanyl epidemic that we are seeing across the nation. Democrats are aware of that. They're worried about how that will affect them in November. And we're seeing deaths from fentanyl overdoses that are really scaring everyday Americans.
Customs and Border Protection has seized more than 5,300 pounds of fentanyl so far this year. USA Radio News.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Chris Carlson on your radio. LovingLiberty.net, spread the word, tell the tale, share the love online at your fingertips, talk radio. The iPhone and Android apps are available, downloadable free at your favorite, iPhone stores, Apple Store, and the Android store. Download the apps, and hey, free radio at your fingertips. Not only do you have the live radio stream for the broadcast that are 24/7, but most of the shows are available in podcast form after the fact. If you just can't listen, don't think you've missed out. You can go back and press play and listen anytime you like. There's also a treasure trove of podcasts that are not on the normal radio stream because they're varying length shows, etc. They don't come out with enough consistency to put on the radio, but they do come out. Tom Woods is one of them. There's many other just incredible shows. So check out the LovingLiberty.net website and phone apps for more information. All right, ladies and gentlemen, pedophiliac is a term. And what do they call these guys? Demoniacs? Pedophiliacs and demoniacs? You're talking about some strange words, ladies and gentlemen, with some serious reality check consequences, Chris.
Well, yeah, and the fact that you needed help in pronouncing the word tells you that that word is not very common in our English lexicon, which I think it should be, Sam. I think about this a lot because it explains a lot of the behavior on the part of our leaders, our politicians, our bureaucrats that is otherwise not explainable. So I will preface this segment by telling you an incident that I had. As a Sunday school teacher a few years back, I was teaching a group of about 12-year-old kids about demonic possession. And I know that's kind of scary, and maybe I shouldn't have taught a group that young. but I did feel inspired, and I thought it was appropriate. And an adult walked in the room, and the students asked him, he was my age, and they said, what do you think about this demonic possession stuff that Brother Carlson's talking about? And he denied it. He said, I don't think it happens anymore. I know it happened in the New Testament, but I don't think that sort of thing occurs. But it does. It does, and I know by firsthand experience that it does. So let me give you a little background.
I actually believe as the world gets more wicked, it happens more than it used to. Let's not fool ourselves.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's look at the history of these evil spirits that we know exist among us. Where did they come from? Well, and this is where we go into Mormon doctrine, and I apologize if I lose people, but I think it's important we know a little background in order to understand.
Yeah, perfect. The key, it's no problem talking about any doctrines of any religions, Chris. All you've got to do, though, is to connect the dots for those who may not be familiar. That's all.
Okay, but for those who are familiar with the Book of Revelation, let me just read Revelation chapter 12, verse 4, and it reads, and this is referring to the great dragon or Satan who was cast out of heaven. It says, quote, and his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth, unquote. That's in Revelation 12, 4. A lot of people read that and they wonder, well, what does that mean? A third part of the host of heaven. And he drew them with his tail. I guess that's symbolic of, you know, Satan bringing that group of people who were his followers, or I should say spirits, and they were cast down here to earth. Now, are they still here?
When you say he drew them with his tail, it means he dragged them along. They indecisively followed him, not knowing which way to go, if you will. They were deceived by the great liar.
Yeah, and they would actually play a very important role here on this earth. Now, we as spirit children existed with them previous to coming to this world, but the difference between us and that one third of the host of heaven that was, as you say, Sam, dragged down here to earth is we received physical bodies as we came to earth.
Okay? Yes, now be they careful when you say one third, because it wasn't one third. One third is exactly one out of every three. It was one third part. And I don't mean to play games with words, but we don't know how many they were. If I cut a pie into three pieces, then I make one piece really small compared to the other two bigger pieces. It's one third part, but it isn't one third. So we need to really pay attention to the language there. We don't know how many souls decided to follow the great liar followed Satan and got cast down, right?
Correct. No, good distinction. Now, I don't mean to delay. We're going to listen to a video, but I do think we need this background. So that one third of the host of heaven, they were denied the privilege, Sam, of receiving physical bodies. We were not. Now, why were they denied? Because of their disobedience in the pre-mortal existence. Now, we, those of us who do have physical bodies and have had the privilege of coming here to earth possessing physical bodies, we were valiant spirits, and that we made the choice to follow God and Jesus Christ. Great plan of happiness, whereby we would receive physical bodies, we would be separated from the presence of our Heavenly Father, our elder brother, Jesus Christ, and be given a probationary period here on earth to see if we would obey God's word outside of his presence. And Christians, for the most part, are being valiant to that test. Those who were not valiant in the pre-mortal existence were now cast down here. And as you can imagine, Sam, they're probably pretty bitter because they are now damned. When I use the word damned, what I mean is their progress is stifled. They can no longer progress forward spiritually as we can. And because of that bitterness, they seek at every turn to hinder those who were valiant in the pre-mortal existence and do have bodies. They seek to hinder our progress. And if they can, and they can, they're capable of it, if we allow them, they can literally possess our bodies. That's what we refer to it as demonic possession. And that means a lot of the behavior of our leaders sometimes when they do things that are clearly not in our interest. And we're going to listen to a video of a group of Florida legislators. Now, in this video, what they're doing It's some sort of, I don't know if they're passing the law or if they're introducing the bill for a vote or whatever, but they're actually divesting Disney World, which is located in Florida. They're divesting Disney World of their sovereign power to implement and execute their own laws. And hopefully your audience has heard about that.
Now, before we get to the video, let's set up a little bit more about this, too. So why Disney was given their own special privilege to have a bunch of land in Florida and kind of have their own governance and have that much sovereignty in the first place is beyond my imagination. This is where we get really, really, really political. And if you have a lot of money or a lot of influence, you get special privilege. All we're talking about is removing that special privilege, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And they're doing that for good reason, Sam. There is a lot of pedophilic activity going on in Disney World. People are attracted to employment with Disney because they are notorious for perpetrating pedophilic acts, and they want access to children. And what better place to do that than Disney World? So,
well, and then if you get a hold of the law enforcement, if you get a hold of the law enforcement capabilities within Disney, because it's private sector, because you can eventually control the hires, etc., then you've got your own no man's land. In other words, you've set up kind of a kingship, a subdivision within the state of Florida that's not accountable to anybody. In other words, something happens, the cops find out about it in Disney, they can go ahead and dismiss it, look the other way, or protect the perpetrators. And there's no real government checks and balances in that system. It's all just Disney judge, jury, and executioner idea, or the lack thereof if they are partners in your crimes, so to speak. And so this is why they're literally saying, oh my gosh, we've got to have absolute dictatorial judge, jury, and executioner control within Disney. If we don't, then we lose this pedophile kingdom we've got going on. That's the real deal, Chris.
Yep. And the voices, those moaning voices, those it's creepy. Well, I'll just let you roll the video, and you be the judge. Your listening audience can be the judge for themselves. Go ahead and roll the video at this point, then.
Democrats who are...
It is my hope that we will be able to proceed civilly and with decorum and with respect for one another. Read the next bill.
By Senator Bradley, Senate Bill 4C, a bill to be entitled an act relating to independent special districts.
Representative Fine, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It seems as Mickey and Minnie have joined us in the chamber today. That said, this is the bill that we discussed yesterday.
Members, we will either go into structured debate or we will call the previous question. Representative Renner, you're recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the previous question on the bill.
Representative Renner moves the previous question on the bill. This motion is not debatable and requires a majority vote. All in favor say aye. All opposed, no.
So the bill. I think that's probably sufficient.
So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Listen. You've literally got demons disrupting the Florida legislative body there. I want to compare that in contrast to the Olympic state of Utah. You've got the demons in Florida, but you've got tyrants in Utah. We'll compare this. We'll talk about it more, but there's demons running around everywhere. This is the sad reality check, ladies and gentlemen. We must turn to Jesus Christ. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Chris Carlson with me. We played that legislative, I don't know what you call it. It was a vote. and they voted to reject Disney having their own special enclave of sovereignty, if you will. And literally the demons came to the legislative body and just raged and howled. And I mean, it was crazy. And what I find fascinating about this is in Florida, you let the demons howl. In Utah, a gentleman, Mike Brown, a friend of mine, literally was at the Utah legislative body, and he went in there to go ahead and speak out for a bill. And when he went in, there were people passing out stickers, and he decided to put one of the stickers on. Well, they literally said he couldn't even sit in the chamber with a sticker on. And they literally hauled him out and arrested him because he had a sticker on. And so you compare the Utah legislative body, they're more tyrannical. I'm not defending their position than the Florida one. The Florida one at least lets the demons rage. Now, I'm not for letting demons rage. My whole point with this is there needs to be a little bit of the extremes are just too much. There needs to be a little bit of common sense in the middle. If you're wearing a sticker, why don't you just leave it alone? If you ask a question out of turn or speak out of turn, why don't you just let it go? But when you literally have demons raging so loud and crying and howling to the point where, and yelling to the point where you can't even hardly conduct business, and they just let it go through the whole thing, Chris.
Yeah, and you can't reason with these types of people because they are turned over to these demonic spirits. These demonic spirits are literally taking control of their bodies. And it's not as if they didn't have control before their bodies became possessed. What happens, Sam, is, and there are various ways that you can become possessed. And you can either become so angry that you invite these spirits in, because then you weaken your spiritual defenses. That's the thing. A person whose body and mind and heart is full of the light of Christ cannot be possessed by demonic spirits. You have to either be angry, jealous. Sometimes alcohol abuse can invite these spirits in because you then weaken yourself spiritually. Drug abuse, various and sundry things. But you can't reason. Once these people have turned themselves over to Satan and his demonic spirits, you cannot reason with them. You can cast those spirits out. But here's the thing, Sam. They have to be willing to have those spirits cast out. If they're not willing to have those spirits cast out, you know, all the priesthood authority in the world will not work. You have
because
to be
remember
and
remember agency is key here, and God respects agency. And so if they
exactly.
Well, there's two ways. If one, they don't have the willpower to reject Satan, number one, and number two, oftentimes they invite him right back. And so we need to understand this is biblical in reality, Chris.
It is biblical reality. And when you read the New Testament, I mean, how many incidences are there of Jesus Christ casting out evil spirits? And in some cases, there are multiple spirits. Remember the account of Jesus when he cast out these spirits and he asked their name, and they said Legion. And then he cast them out and he granted them the privilege of going into a herd of swine. And immediately that herd of swine, what did they do? They ran off a steep place into a lake and drowned themselves. You know, I guess the swine were more uncomfortable with that spirit of possession. Anyway, and I do have some personal experience. I do have a family member, and I will be discreet about this because I do not want to divulge any information about this individual who for decades was literally possessed of of one of these spirits. Now, in this person's case, this person was not as completely and totally controlled, but this person knew distinctly, and I just learned about this a couple of years ago, knew that they were possessed. And I won't go into detail about that, but that was kind of a shock when I heard. I also had a roommate, Sam, who was possessed of a demonic spirit. When I met him, he shared with me a miraculous conversion experience that he had when he committed himself to a Christian lifestyle. He actually said that he was visited by Jesus. And at the time, I was impressed and thought that he was a really spiritual guy. But in retrospect, I think that maybe he was deceived, because it wasn't long after that that he denied the divinity of Jesus Christ and began to embrace some really strange occultic beliefs. He soon changed from a high-functioning person to a low-functioning person. He eventually dropped out of college, became mentally ill, and committed suicide. And that demonic possession actually describes or explains a lot of mental illness. In fact, I would suggest that the vast majority of mental illness is as a result of somebody allowing these spirits to inhabit their bodies. You know, I don't know how far off on that tangent you really want to go.
Well, let's be very clear. Let's be very clear and tie the thread, though, that you understand. A lot of times we have this, in my opinion, irrational notion that says, hey, in the Savior's time, 2,000 years ago, you know, there was people who were possessed by demons and stuff like that, but that doesn't really happen today. Ladies and gentlemen, I submit to you that not only does it happen today, I think it happens with a greater frequency. Think of all the chemicals in our foods and in our environment. Think of all the drugs people are on. I mean, most people are on, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, whatever medications. And think about all the different unique situations where increased mental illness is happening. Men think they're women. Women think they're men. You know, all these kind of things that are just absolutely divorced from reality. It's absolutely not scientifically based at all. Not based on God's law or God's guidance or God's teachings. Okay. And when you start to get these people that just absolutely go into such a euphoric state where they don't even know if they're a male or a female, they don't even know if they're, for example, this, why would you freak so much about Disney not having a special privileged Disney controlled zone? All the state of Florida is saying here is, hey, let's just put Disney on the standard like everybody else. Just because you have private property, that doesn't mean that you have your own police force in place, kind of a thing. We're going to take away that special privilege from Disney now, because we believe that Disney is just kind of off the rails. And okay, why would you just literally howl at the legislative body over this? Why would you? Okay, this is what I mean. People are getting so divorced from reality. Anytime you advocate for Christ, anytime you teach the Ten Commandments, think about back in the 60s with school and prayer. They literally freaked because we were praying. And now that they got rid of prayer in school and things are, you know, it used to be the where, hey, you know, pulling a girl's pigtails or chewing gum was the offenses. Now it's like drugs and alcohol and rape and pillage and plunder and death and guns and weapons. And we don't see a connection. See, folks, do you think that the people that go berserk with guns and start killing everybody, you think they're like followers of Christ, or do you think they're possessed by a demon? And so anyway, I don't mean to go into too much about demonic possession, except I want to be very clear about this. We cannot think there's no association. When the battle that began in heaven is continued on the earth, make no mistake, deranged people will have influences beyond their own. Sometimes it might be just a mental psychosis or a mental problem. But oftentimes these people don't have a connection to God. They don't have a connection to family. They don't have healthy relationships, etc. And they're isolated. They're alone. And in every one of these cases, it gives satanic influence power over them, their lives, and their action. Let's be very clear, their actions. So anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I want to really paint this picture so that you understand. For us to not think there's a relationship there is naivete, to say the least, Chris.
Yeah, and then the solution then becomes not medication, you know, not taking guns away from law-abiding citizens, not more laws on the books, not more enforcement. Then the solution becomes, of course, like in any other situation where we face problems in our society, Sam, the solution is drawing closer to God and becoming more, not less, of a religious society, as John Adams stated over 130 years ago.
And when you say the solution is drawing closer to God, I concur, but let's be a little bit more detailed about what that means. That means repenting for sin. That means acknowledging that God defines what sin is, not you and I. God decides that. And the way to not sin is to keep the commandments of God. There's sins of commission. There's sins of omission. We must take care of both, keeping the Sabbath day holy. And the Ten Commandments are one of the great, simple guides that is not specific to, any religious denomination. In other words, we're not into dividing Christians on theology. But whether you're a Christian, which, that's what I support in the Ten Commandments. Most other nations, though, have a very similar code of ethics, if you will, that mirrors is like the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not kill. The honor of thy father and thy mother is a critical one. Keep the Sabbath day holy is a critical one. Not coveting or all those things are critical. Understanding these fundamental basic principles to civilized society and repentance, if we violated those, is the key to drawing near to God, praying consistently to him, reading his word, learning of him. These are key things. Paying attention in quiet moments to gain a testimony through prayer. If you ask, he'll give you wisdom. You'll know. Okay, these are the ways that we draw closer to God, and these are the ways that we get further and further away from satanic influence, whether it's just he influences us in our mind to do something wrong, or we do cross the line and have some kind of a demonic possession. There's a way to get far away from the cliff, Chris.
And let me suggest something. We were talking over the break, Cameron, and you and I, Sam, about, why weren't these individuals removed from the legislative chambers? That's what would have been appropriate. And I think I've got an explanation. I think the Christians in that chamber were intimidated by them, and they should not have been. If they had been closer to God and had understood his word more closely, they would have recognized that maybe they couldn't have removed them. They probably could have, through the authority of his priesthood, but they could have at least silenced them. I think they had that power. If they knew they had that power, if they were more familiar with the word of God, and if they had the spiritual courage to do so. So I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, and the least they could have done, even if they couldn't have maybe, got rid of the demons in some of these people, at least they could have removed them from the chambers and just said, look, you have the right even to disagree. You have the right to come up and speak your opposition, but you don't have the right to absolutely assail the committee or assail. To some degree, Robert's rules of order should come into play here. And I think Utah's too tyrannical in that they just throw people out no matter what, if they don't like them there, if they don't want, if they want to intimidate, et cetera. But at the same time, I think Florida has a little bit too much of a hands-off approach. You just can't let disruptors just absolutely wholesale control these meetings or procedures. Now, what they would say is, well, we got the job done, Sam. We still voted in the affirmative, and we rejected Disney's, quote, sovereign territory, so to speak. And you know what? Good on them. I agree with Rick Wiles and others. Good on them for doing so. But let's be very clear. You can't let them just absolutely have their way like that in the middle of a meeting. It was hard to even function on the bill and the focus of the details of what was being contemplated by the legislative body there. We cannot allow that kind of disruptions. There's a balance, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, with God-given rights comes responsibility. Let's never forget that, Chris.
Yep, exactly. So I hate to think that would have happened during the Founding Fathers era. I don't think it would have. I think they would have had enough moral strength to resist that and to be disgusted sufficiently not to allow that to persist, Sam, during the
Ladies and gentlemen, call it a wake-up call on your radio as we call a halt to the con game and don't allow that to happen. We got to stand up and understand this. And, I know it's an uncomfortable topic, but I also understand that it's real and it exists in our day. And if you think it's gone from the earth, that, hey, there was just demons and Satan was raging in the hearts of men in Jesus Christ's time, but not anymore. Oh, how wrong you are. Quite the contrary, my fellow Americans. Pray for peace. Pray for stability. Turn to God Almighty. Repent. And I testify that Jesus Christ is real. He lives. And we celebrate the living Christ on your radio. Hour one of the can, hour two coming up. God save the Republic.